Primary elections are underway, and may you have any doubts about how to fill out your ballot, NWPB's Johanna Bejarano's got some tips from a Yakima elections leader that you can keep in mind to make sure that your vote counts.
Voters are deciding which two candidates will run in the presidential election. Marta Jimenez is the bilingual outreach program coordinator at the Yakima County Elections Office.
When you get your ballot packet and you open it up, there's an additional step from signing your ballot. You also have to declare a party preference.
Jimenez explains that means you mark on the envelope whether you're Republican or Democrat, even though Washington doesn't require declaring a party affiliation when people register to vote.
That will only stay on your record for 60 days after we certify the election, and it's not going to impact your party preference for the next elections.
Jimenez says the declaration must match with the party of the candidate you vote for to count. She also reminds voters to sign their ballots and make sure the signature matches the one on their ID or driver's license. Voters can go to vote.wa.gov to track their ballot and can also sign up for text notifications. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.